Now at McDonald's, get a $5 McChicken meal deal or a $6 McDouble meal deal. They come with small fries, a soft drink, and four-piece McNuggets. We're going to need a bigger tray. Get more value with your meal deal with McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
A few days ago, Palm Beach Airport in Florida was officially renamed Donald J. Trump International Airport, adding to the growing list of buildings that now bear the president's name. Now, while a tradition exists in the states of naming airports after former presidents, I suppose most notably JFK, the naming of one after a sitting leader is unprecedented. Our reporter Simon Tierney has been investigating and he joins me now. Good morning, Simon.
Morning, Pat.
Now, how did all this come about?
Okay, so the renaming required new legislation from the Florida State Legislature, signed in March, actually, by the governor, Ron DeSantis, one-time rival against Trump, of course, for the presidency, and current Republican sycophant who's since come into line with MAGA orthodoxy. Now, like all strongman regimes, naming places after leaders is really a tried and tested way for underlings to pledge their loyalty, and this is really no different, Pat.
Now, what is different about this one, of course, is that it's a living president. Ronald Reagan is dead. That's in Washington, the Ronald Reagan Airport, and JFK, as I mentioned. But this is a sitting president. Do we have other examples of living leaders who got airports named after them while alive?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of examples of airports around the world being named after a president who's still in office when the naming took place. So Saddam International Airport in Baghdad.
And that did not end well.
Didn't end well after Bush toppled him in 2003. And then, perhaps my favourite, Pat, the President Obiang Nguema International Airport in Equatorial Guinea, named after the infamous military dictator and current president of that country, longtime president. So this is the warm and fuzzy group of people that Trump has joined with this renaming. Now, here's DeSantis addressing the airport issue a few months ago.
Well, the legislature passed it, and he's a friend of mine. He's a sitting president from Florida, the first one we've ever had from Florida. And so I thought it was appropriate. I know he's very excited about it. And he's had a lot to do with Palm Beach over the years as well, from Mar-a-Lago to some of the other facilities he's been involved with. So I don't know that I think it would be one precedent if he did it, but he didn't do it. It was done by people in the legislature. And I don't think that he asked for it. I think that they thought it was appropriate to be able to do.
Well, if activities in that area is some reason to name an airport, why not Epstein Airport?
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, the fact that he gives the reason as he's my friend was the worst possible reason.
Now, the voice we heard was Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. Donald J. Trump International Airport, that's just the latest in a long line of places that have been named after the president. I've been trying to think of them, but you've been compiling the list.
I have, yeah. So there are now five places, Pat, by my count, that have been renamed after Trump since he began his second term as president. The Kennedy Center became the Donald J. Trump and John F. Kennedy Memorial Center for the Performing Arts until, of course, a judge declared the renaming illegal and that signage was taken down. A 7-kilometre highway in Florida has been renamed President Donald J. Trump Boulevard. Then the United States Institute of Peace in D.C. has been rebranded the Donald J. Trump Institute of Peace. And then the airport, of course, which we've discussed, is number 4. And then the last one, last week, Pat, the Treasury Secretary, he rushed back from the NATO summit in Turkey for a particular reason, and that was to officially rename a bridge in Jefferson County, Tennessee, as the President Donald J. Trump Bridge. Here is Scott Bessent.
And I'll just finish with the South Carolina license plate now says in Latin, Dum Spiro Sparrow, which means while I breathe, I hope. And while President Trump is breathing, we can all hope for a better country. So we gather along one of the great highways that binds our nation from coast to coast. Now, above the waters of Lake Douglas, the name of the president who puts the American people first. There is no one more deserving of it than Donald J. Trump. from this day forward, every driver that encounters this bridge will see that it bears his name.
So that was Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent dedicating the new President Donald J. Trump Bridge in Tennessee. Will you take us through the other American airports named after presidents and how the naming process differs in this particular situation?
Yes, Pat. So there's 13 airports currently named after U.S. presidents. Ronald Reagan, Washington National Airport, you mentioned in D.C. To less familiar ones, perhaps, such as the Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport in Little Rock, Arkansas. Of course, Bill was the governor of that before he became president of Arkansas. Now, the first was JFK in 1963. It was just 2 weeks after his assassination that New York City Mayor Robert Wagner, he submitted a bill to change the name from Idlewild International Airport, as it had been known, to John F. Kennedy International Airport. And that, of course, was with the consent of Jackie, his widow. Here's how the dedication on Christmas Eve of 1963 was reported.
New York's great Idlewild International Airport is renamed in honor of the late President John F. Kennedy. In the lobby of the International Arrivals Building, some 800 people gather for the rededication ceremonies, which are held shortly before noon when no incoming flights are due. Senator Edward Kennedy takes part in the ceremony as representative of the family. New York's Mayor Wagner stands with the senator during the invocation that precedes the spoken tributes. President Kennedy's sister, Mrs. Stephen Smith, comes up from Washington to attend the brief service. A symbolic unveiling is given the familiar initials JFK. They will be incorporated into the John F. Kennedy International Airport sign that will face the ramp where overseas passengers first set foot on American soil. Intricate rewiring and other alterations will take from 4 to 6 weeks. 700 highway markers will be changed, too. A major gateway to the world will forever honor the name of the president who so often used it in his country's service.
Now, it's extraordinary to think Christmas Eve in 1963, the 24th of December, he died on the 22nd of November that year. So we're literally talking about a month.
Yeah, they turned it around extremely quickly.
Now, that was, as I say, the dedication in December of 1963. Closer to home now, have there been any attempts to name Irish airports after either a former president or a former Taoiseach?
Yeah, so the Fianna Fáil TD Malcolm Byrne has, of course, advocated, Pat, recently for the renaming of Dublin Airport in honour of Sean Lamass. That's been well covered. But previously, there were calls for Cork Airport to be named after Michael Collins, but to no success. The only example of an airport in the Republic, at least, being named after a person was when Knock first opened back in the mid-80s, and it was actually initially known as Horan International Airport after Monsignor James Horan, of course, who had campaigned so vigorously to have it built. But on the island of Ireland, the only airport bearing a person's name is George Best International Airport in Belfast. And that was named after the footballer in 2006, actually.
Now, there are a number of other airports named after celebrities. Which are the most notable and have they caused controversy in the naming?
Yeah, closest to home, I suppose, it was Speke Airport in Liverpool. That was renamed John Lennon Airport in 2001. But then in the States, I think there's around 5 or 6 airports named after actors, musicians, other celebrities. So there's Louis Armstrong Airport in New Orleans, which I've been to myself. Then there's Muhammad Ali Airport in Louisville, Kentucky. There's Bob Hope Airport in Burbank, California. Of course, Ronald Reagan, which you mentioned, he had, of course, had a Hollywood career before he became president. But it's John Wayne Airport in Orange County, California, that has caused the most controversy. It was after an interview resurfaced in the late 70s of him saying that he had supported white supremacy. Now, despite calls, vigorous calls for a renaming, particularly from Democrats, that remains unchanged.
But change can happen, and airports named after controversial figures have had their names rescinded on occasion, I believe.
Yeah, and I think it's important we mention this, Pat, because it goes to show that permanency isn't really guaranteed. Trump beware, perhaps, but one of the largest and busiest airports in the world was renamed as recently as 2021. So the airport in Las Vegas, if any listeners have been there, that had been named after Pat McCarran. So it was McCarran International Airport. He was a Nevada senator and a real early proponent of aviation. But his anti-Semitic policies in attempting to block Jewish refugees from entering the states after the Holocaust really caught up with him when the airport was renamed Harry Reid International Airport in 2021. He was a Democrat politician and former Senate majority leader. He actually died 2 weeks after the name dedication. Here's how the name change came about.
McCarran no more. The airport here in Las Vegas, officially now known as Harry Reid International. We saw that ceremony wrap up here just a few moments ago. Several elected officials and community leaders made it out to celebrate the change and mark this historic moment. Back in February, Clark County commissioners voted unanimously to change the name of the airport, saying that the legacy of the late Nevada Senator Pat McCarran no longer reflects the Las Vegas that we know and love today. McCarran, who served as a representative of the Silver State from 1933 to 1954, is credited with helping shape the air industry as we know it today. But some say he also left behind a legacy of racism, xenophobia, and anti-Semitism. Instead, county commissioners chose Nevada's longest-running senator, Harry Reid, to be the airport's new namesake.
And that was KTNV Television in Nevada back in 2021. But I suppose, Simon, the lesson is airport names can change. But let's see how long Donald J. Trump International Airport retains its new moniker.
Absolutely.
Simon, thank you very much.
Thank you, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.